The Hidden No, Dog Days of Podcasting, for Thursday, August 7th, 2014. It is the 8th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge for 2014. Hi, everybody. So I'm keeping to using the new mic just because I kind of like the way it sounded. It requires an extra editing step, which is kind of against the Dog Days of Podcasting mythos, but, you know, I'm already sitting at the computer, I might as well use my good mic. It makes sense. So, activity today. The less said about today, the better. And I'm going to leave it at that. Not a great day, so leave it at that. Okay. So, today's theme. So, as I'm looking at the list of what I'm supposed to talk about, you know, yesterday I talked about Stonekeep Mist and the other mid-90s PC games. I look at the description of August 7th. Now, I have it listed as N64, but the summary I have, because I have a little sentence or two after each topic, just to kind of give you an idea about what I was thinking about when I wrote that thing back in the middle of July. You know, just keep me on track. And the description for August 7th under the topic N64 is just the word, or letters, 3D. So, I guess I'm thinking about three-dimensional games a bit. Which the N64 was definitely, one of those big ones for it. Now, as I've stated in the past, I have been a PC gamer for quite some time. And PC games already had a pretty good amount of 3D by that time, although it was kind of fake 3D. I mean, you go back and you look at Doom and, you know, kind of Wolfenstein and the yellow monsters. Not really three-dimensional. Quake was, but a lot of the games, especially for Mighty Software, not so 3D in the PC world. N64, that's what it was all about. And there's a lot of gems in this. You know, you look at the kind of introductory game for the 64. Super Mario 64. Now, this is a game that is still fun, super fun today. Now, I haven't as extensively played the other Mario games that have come from this. Super Mario, or the one that came with the GameCube. Water Splash? Sunshine, Mario Sunshine. And Super Mario Galaxy, Galaxy 2. All those, I haven't played those. Well, I mean, I have played some of them, but not to the extent that I played Super Mario 64. I completed 64. I saw Yoshi on top of the castle. Got all the stars. I completed it. At least what you could reasonably complete to say you've done it. And the game was just made for fun. Just, it was one of those games, and 64 is fantastic because it's so many games built for multiplayer, but 64, starting with Mario 64, was just a great era for multiplayer gaming, a great era for sharing games between friends and family members, and it was a lot of fun. I'm getting off the Mario topic because that's kind of not my focus here. It's the system that brought one of the greatest Zelda titles, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, one of the weirdest and probably not that great Zelda sequels, Majora's Mask, and one of the best console first-person shooters ever. Excuse me a second. Sorry about that. I'm going to try to cut that out. But if I don't, here's me saying I would and me lying. One of the best first-person shooters on consoles came out for the 64, GoldenEye. Now, I had been a fan of James Bond for some time. I've never been a huge James Bond fan, but you know, enough to where I enjoyed the movies, I enjoyed watching them. And Pierce Brosnan stuff was, you know, fun. But I never played or focused on James Bond stuff as much as I played GoldenEye. This was a game that could ruin friendships, that could spark rivalries, that could make the most heinous vitriol come from a child's mouth. If people talk about, you know, going on Xbox Live and hearing little kids curse and whatnot and gaming all that, it may have happened in other places, but I have never heard it worse than when we played GoldenEye, whether it was me and my brothers, or us and our friends, or just, you know, friends in general playing it. The amount of hate, especially if you picked Oddjob, because Oddjob is cheating, because his model is smaller than everybody else's, and you can't shoot him in the same place. It's bull. But it was fun. Whether you're playing Slappers, The Man with the Golden Gun, hiding, camping in one of those sniper spots, and never have I been accused of camping as much as I was when playing GoldenEye. But the game was just pure fun when it came to a multiplayer experience. Single player was fun, but the multiplayer, that was everything. Excuse me, I'm looking up one thing real fast with N64. Because I'm trying to... Oh, yeah. Okay. I was right. So, now, I had talked about, when we talked about the original Nintendo, the game Gauntlet, and the fun we had with that, and the hate toward my brother David we had from that. The N64 brought us a chance to re-experience the fun of Gauntlet. With Gauntlet 64, I think it might have also been called Dark Legacy, I don't remember. But that version of Gauntlet, so much fun, just... one, it didn't have the endless levels, it actually had a level structure that mattered a bit. But it was really fun grinding with my brothers, just grinding through the levels, grinding through the experience, grinding through leveling up our characters. That was super fun. And, you know, as I've said before, this is all about community, and, well, the N64 was definitely a console that brought community together. We also ended up playing things like, you know, Duke Nukem 64, Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, what else? There was a bunch of them. Blast Corps. Was Hexen on there? I want to say there was a Hexen game on the 64, but I don't remember exactly. Yes, there was. I remember now because that was one of the last times my dad would ever play a video game with us. Because we're playing the first level, we're having fun, and there's a thing in first-person shooters called telefragging, which is most games have it where when you teleport somewhere and then you appear in the same spot somewhere else is, you kill their character and appear yourself. Telefrag, or frag and kill, you know. Well, so we're playing one of the first levels in Hexen on the 64. My dad's actually sitting playing with us. We're getting stuff together. My dad puts his controller down so I can say, hey, I'm going to go take care of something. And then I accidentally walk through the teleporter and kill his character. Oops. Well, he did not take that well. In hindsight, 2020 and everything, I'm guessing he probably had a much busier, frustrating day than I knew he had. And trying to unwind with us and getting slapped with a big level of frustration probably wasn't the greatest thing for him to suffer through. That he walked away from it. It sucked, but, you know, we were kids, and we made dumb choices, and Some of those choices include pissing off our father. Well, anyway, back on topic. The 64 was probably the last... No, was the last Nintendo system I played extensively. Now, I played the GameCube to a little bit. I played... pretty much... No, I haven't even touched a Wii outside of, like, one day someone brought one to the day job. Just as kind of a group building activity and did okay with it. I've never actually physically seen a Wii U. 64 was really the last console I really, really played from Nintendo. Which makes me want to check one other thing about it, just to see. Was that on the 64? Or was that on the GameCube? Nope, that was GameCube. Okay. Alright, I'm sorry. Back on topic. I just want to basically... I guess the really reason I'm pointing this out is that after this point, I do start to experience other games more. I do start to branch out more. And generally start talking about more of my experiences online and less about my experiences with consoles. And I guess you're going to see that in the coming days. So let's see, what's topics coming up? Tomorrow I'm listed as talking about franchises, or more appropriately, intellectual properties. In that case, I will probably be praising Nintendo a lot in the next episode, because, well, those are some of the big franchises that, that I loved. So I'll cover some of those. And then the day after, yeah, there it is. The 9th would be my first-person shooter episode. So the next two episodes probably expect a little bit of time jumping as I go back and forth between different, franchises and, you know, different first-person shooter concepts I have. So, and then we get back to talking about consoles on the 10th. So, until then, everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.